And it is a time now for the Morning Munch. And joining us this week for the Morning Munch is Pastor John Gensler of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Tori. Hey, great to be here, as always. Love having the time to come and share God's Word with you and have great conversation and see how God is at work here at YesFM and really all over. So, yeah, what a blessing it is to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, glad to have you. Thanks for coming back.
Absolutely.
Well, Pastor, what have you got for us this week?
Well, this morning, what I find really interesting, you know, we were talking with Vonda from Keep Watch before. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about the focus this week for prayer in schools is a generous God and how generous God is. And that's really our focus for this week. We're going to look at how God provides. God provides in love. And I figure this is a good thing to focus on. And, well, what are we thankful for? Of course, that's often that focus that we ask. Well, what really are we thankful for? And who are we thankful for? So, of course, we look at God, and this week, how does God provide? How does God provide for all that we need? And we're especially going to look at the feeding of the 5,000. You know, this is one of those events, and really, it's the only big miracle other than Jesus' resurrection that's in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So we'll be taking a look at all four, but especially John chapter 6. So I encourage you this week, read through John chapter 6 and the feeding of the 5,000. And today's focus is why God provide. And the first thing we need to realize as we start this is realizing we're not very good at being thankful. Some are better than others, but we're not, as human beings, we're not all that great at being thankful. Because we all receive things in life all the time. And yet, so often we think, well, I got this because I deserve it. I'm so great. I'm so smart. I'm so cunning. I deserve. Just listen to our advertisements on TV. So often they say something about, you deserve this, you deserve that. And I always ask the question, well, why? Why would somebody deserve this? Because we got to ask that question of, where did it come from? Did you get this or that because you worked hard? Great. But who gave you the ability to work hard? Well, that was God. Who gave you the opportunity to work hard? Well, God gave you that opportunity maybe through other people. Do you create things? Oh, that's great. Variety and creativity is a wonderful gift from God. But where do those materials come from? Well, those all come from God. See, everything we do, absolutely everything we do, is in relationship with other people, and it's all done with the abilities from God. It's all a gift from God. And I'm going to tell you a little secret here. We don't always do things well. We all sin. We try to hide it. We try to hide it from ourselves, from others. We even try to hide it from God. And when we think that we get what we deserve, well, then we have to try and hide those parts where we fall short. But I'm going to ask you today, flip that thinking around. God's Word tells us to flip that thinking around. Romans chapter 3 says this, "There is no difference. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." See, you don't have to earn God's gifts. He loves you. God knows you completely. You cannot hide anything. You're good, you're bad, your merits, your flaws. God loves you. And He gives you what you need. Freely, He provides all things. So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 14. When Jesus heard what had happened, He withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed Him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them, and He healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to Him and said, "This is a remote place. It's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." But Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And John chapter 6 records a little more of that conversation where Jesus said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" And He asked this only to test him, for He already had in mind what He was going to do. Now, the way that's phrased within John's gospel there, it almost sounds like Jesus is messing with Philip. He's just teasing him. But no, Jesus is not teasing Philip. He's teaching Philip. Just like you or I would do with a child when we're in a situation, maybe you look at the child and say, "Well, what do you think we should do?" You may already know what you're going to do, but you're teaching the child, trying to help that child grow in situations. See, God provides. He provides not just our physical needs, but God provides relationship He provides in his love. See, it's not about earning. It's not about deserving. It's about relationship. It's all about God's love for you because he provides for you in his love. And yes, all through this week, we're going to look at how he does that and what does he provide. But today, know God loves you. And that's why he provides all that is needed. And what a great blessing that is for us to focus on how God provides, and we can be thankful for all things. So let's take a moment here and let's pray to our Lord who provides. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for who you are. We bless you as you bless us. And we ask you, Lord, to open our eyes, open our hearts today to know you, to know the ways that you provide for us today. Help us to see all those gifts that you are showering on us, and help us to take a moment and say, thank you, God, for this, for that, for everything which you give. And help us to see those opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities you give to us, to use those gifts you give in order to use them to your glory and to share those gifts with others so that others also would know you, Lord, and know you as the provider of all things. We ask this all in the name of our Savior Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pastor John Gensler from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church bringing us the Morning Munch this morning. Pastor, tell us about Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace. We're a family-friendly congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which means we take the Bible seriously. Everything we do is based on the Word of God.
Awesome. And again, where can they find you on Facebook, and what's your website?
Yep. Our website is princeofpeaceoregon.com. On Facebook, look up Prince of Peace or Prince of Peace Oregon, and there are lots of things that get popped up on there frequently. And you can always, if you have any questions, you can always email our office. That's julie@princeofpeaceoregon.com. And our wonderful office worker, Julie. Or you can email me, pastorjohn@princeofpeaceoregon.com.
Pastor John Gensler from Prince of Peace in Oregon. Thank you so much.
Yes.